Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, More Than Investing. Today's podcast is authored by Sheldon McFarlane, VP Portfolio Strategy and Research with Loring Ward. It discusses the inflation protection gold may or may not provide. Here we go. I don't know about you, but lately my newsfeed has been inundated with headlines and stories about gold. It seems many of these articles are written or sponsored by someone trying to get me to buy the shiny metal. Many make the same cliche claims about why gold is a wise investment. It provides safety during financial crises, it hedges against inflation, and it creates wealth. Unfortunately, these claims encourage people to buy gold for the wrong reasons. Apocalyptic protector? The idea that gold is the currency of a financial apocalypse is far-fetched. Gold hasn't been linked to currency, at least in the U.S., since August 15, 1971, when President Nixon nixed that link established by the Bretton Woods Agreement. Even if the financial world goes to hell in a handbasket, you probably won't be lugging ingots to the supermarket to buy Spam and matches. Most investors don't hold gold in any meaningful quantity. Instead, they hold financial instruments for gold or gold derivatives. You'll probably never get your hands on gold ingots, even in tranquil times. Inflation fighter? Jeremy Siegel of Wharton calculated the inflation-adjusted growth for several financial instruments back to 1802. Gold did outpace inflation, but not nearly as well as the alternatives. Moneymaker? Traditional valuation techniques build upon the concept of discounted future cash flows. In contrast to many other investments available, gold doesn't generate any income. So rationally evaluating gold, unlike stocks, bonds, real estate, or other assets, is at best arbitrary and at worst impossible. While gold does have intrinsic value for various consumer goods and industrial applications, its only value as an investment is the hope for capital gains from rising gold prices. And if you factor in storage costs, i.e. safety deposit box, transportation fees, or insurance costs, one could argue that gold could be valued as a liability equal to the present value of these carrying costs of owning gold. Contrast that to some of the great companies of the world that are constantly innovating and providing goods and services for consumers. These companies can potentially generate profits and pay out dividends, which create wealth for investors. Gold, just another commodity. There is a cultural lag in this country when it comes to gold. Many still view gold as a currency, which hasn't been the case for many years. As Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman wrote back in 1974, it, gold, is simply a highly speculative commodity like soybeans. Recall that Winthrop and Valentine certainly made money in commodities in the movie Trading Spaces. But the Duke brothers, trading against them, lost their fortune and went bankrupt. Think about that next time you read or hear pundits talking of pending financial doom and gold is held up as the prime candidate to be your savior of your portfolio. Substituting the word gold in those stories with any other of your favorite commodities, i.e. soybeans, coffee, wheat, or pork bellies, will make all the difference. Thank you, Sheldon. Now for a disclosure about commodities. Investments in commodities may have a greater volatility than investments in traditional securities, particularly if the investment involves leverage. The value of commodity-linked derivative investments may be affected by changes in overall market movements, commodity index volatility, changes in interest rates, or factors affecting particular industry or commodities such as drought, floods, weather, livestock disease, embargoes, tariffs, international economic, political, and regulatory developments. Use of leveraged commodity-linked derivatives creates an opportunity for increased return, but at the same time, creates the possibility for greater loss. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.